The gratuitous display of the old flag constitutes prohibited hate speech, unfair discrimination, and harassment.
This was the final judgment made by Gauteng Deputy Judge President Phineas Majapelo in the Equality Court on the 21st of September, a contentious issue in South Africa between what some consider freedom of speech versus what others consider hate speech. Multimedia Live asked the parties involved why they initially pursued the case and how they feel about the court's final judgment. Nelson Mandela Foundation Chief Executive Selo Hatang describes how seeing the apartheid-era flag today affected him.
And I immediately then reacted pretty negatively to that because it took me back to when I was 10 years old and how I was not only called the K-word, but I was asked what I was doing in town. I'm from the township, therefore you should basically be living in the township. And the second memory that that came flooding in my mind was how my grandmother was called a Bobeyan by these white African little boys every time they were on holiday, and they would even pelt her with things at times. And I thought to myself, this can't be right that in 25 years, 24 years into our democracy, we still have these kind of struggles. The Nelson Mandela Foundation was not making a plea for a blanket banning of the flag. One. Two, that the judgment does not even go there. It says that the gratuitous display of the flag is what will be considered hate speech. And what that means is that you can use the flag for artistic purposes, for in the academy, and as an art form, etc. But you cannot use it just to inflict pain. And I'm hoping that with this action, we will then begin to convince many, you don't have to cause harm, you don't have to cause hurt. So I anticipate that it will, on social media, those who are still pining for the use of this, that they can slap a black person whenever he's walking on the sidewalk, they will continue to use this flag. But we are hoping that that will subside and some kind of sobriety will then kick in.
AfriForum's head of policy and action, Ernest de Roots, says that AfriForum is a reluctant responder in the matter, as they already restrain from using the flag, but that the judgment is concerning to its members and supporters who have already reacted negatively to it.
We do, however, feel that this is an important issue regarding freedom of speech and where the line should be drawn between freedom of speech and hate speech in South Africa. We are concerned about the judgment. We don't believe the balance is struck appropriately. We believe that it sets us on a potential slippery slope to have a whole list of things banned, because the judgment essentially says that because it's offensive and a whole list of other things, therefore it's hate speech. But that's not how hate speech, that's not the proper definition of hate speech, or at least how it's seen globally and at least how it's framed in our constitution. Because for something to be hate speech, it has to be more than offensive or insulting. It has to be coupled with a call to action to inflict harm or commit violence upon a group of people based on, for example, the color of their skin or their ethnicity and so forth. Our members and supporters are very upset about this judgment. And that's the interesting thing. It's not because they display the flag. Our members support our position that we do not display the flag and that we discourage people not from displaying the flag. But people are upset because there's an underlying bigger picture here. The problem here is the flag. That's at least how people perceive it. The flag is wrongly associated with Afrikaners. It's seen as a symbol of Afrikaners. And people are celebrating the banning because they see it as a victory over a particular cultural community. And other than that, it's an attempt to equate Afrikaners to Nazis, because that was the argument throughout the court, that because the swastika is banned because of Nazism, therefore this flag should be banned. And I mean, we can talk about the history of South Africa and what went wrong and so forth and all the horrible things that happened, but it's not the same as Nazism.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.